Toby's been drinking. You know what? I can play the guitar with me big toe.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off. The light of is there on the bottom. I'll be glad I got up. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Face Barry Manilow starting off this Friday morning, the 10th of December, his latest single. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. It's 7 minutes past five now, and thanks. Hey, Nick Adams, what about that? Fantastic, the last minute. A star is born on You and the Light of the Music. I wondered what the palaver was, and I came in here. Mounted police downstairs, keeping fans back. Evidently, the producers of Blankety Blank have been on the phone, wanting to star on that. Breakfast television offers flooding in for Nick Adams this morning. Mrs. Thatcher, even, said to Nick, enough is enough. Would you like to join my government? And old Ronnie Reagan, evidently, he rang up, said, hey, look here, Nick, could I stash my dense pack of Amex missiles into your shed?
Music in the morning. Stereo radio
tune. Yeah, cheers to you, Nick. Hope to see you on the show very soon. And sorry for old David Bellin, carted off in bulk this morning with terminal attack of the Tokyo Trots, Montezuma's Revenge, and Bellin's Bombay Belly, by the sound of it. Thought the problem, evidently, was a seafood lunch. Something he had yesterday. It's his own fault. Eating kippers when there's an hour in the month. And I think, on balance, seafood lunches, once I've eaten a seafood lunch, I tend not to want to see it again.
I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't.
Jiggery pokery, I think, this morning, couldn't we? That's a group called America, and it's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We must be nuts, you know, the two of us, mustn't we? It's a Friday morning, anyway. That's something to smile about. It's the 10th of December. I'm just rambling through Daddy's Almanac here this morning. Not a lot going on today. Oh, Sir Ralph Richardson, that marvellous character, actor. He's 80 today, born December the 10th in 1902. Happy birthday to Sir Ralph. Take it easy today, by the way, because everybody seemed to have keeled over and snuffed it on December the 10th. Alfred Nobel, who invented dynamite and prizes, he died on this day in 1896. Oh, Sam Cooke, he died either today or tomorrow, not absolutely certain, in 1964. And Otis Redding died on December the 10th in 1967. Looking over the weekend tomorrow, Brenda Lee's birthday tomorrow, Hector Berlioz, he was born tomorrow in 1803. And it's the anniversary tomorrow of the accession of King George the VI. That happened December the 11th, 1936. Sunday, one event stands out above all others. Because on December the 12th, 1915, in a funny little broken-down fishing place like Bootle of America, a place called Hoboken in New Jersey, a couple gave birth to a little baby boy which they called Francis Albert Sinatra. This coming Sunday, he's 67. How do you feel, my friend?
Father time with a frost warning. My leaves are turning. How green they were and how bright they are. And oh, how wonderful my love affair with life.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime. Whatever happened to them all? As till a long forgotten love appears. And I find that I'm sighing softly as I'm near September. The warm September of my years. As a man wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my year. The golden warm September.
Don't get a telegram from him within the next hour, and I'll go out and shoot myself.
Round the clock, here's company for you, BBC Radio 2.
Much to the delight of the nation. 16 minutes past five, and Francis Albert Sinatra's birthday, as I say, on Sunday. And I have a little sneaking idea. Little Birds told me that Alan Dell is going to make a bit of a song and dance about that in his show, Sunday afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock. Oh, well, back to the fighting, I suppose. Here's a song from Marty Word for you. I think we're both feeling a lot better than we've any right to expect, you know, this morning.
I'm not that kind of girl.
don't believe a word of that either. Marty Webb on Polydor Records, I'm Not That Kind of Girl. 20 minutes past 5 o'clock. A girl called Kate Skakel, nice name, of Aberdeen in Scotland. I was talking the other day about somebody called Connie Boswell. I admit it, I'd never heard of Connie Boswell. Kate Skakel certainly has. She says, I thought old Moore knew everything about everyone. Right, old clever dick. Never heard of Connie Boswell, shame on you. It's perhaps a plot, says Kate, to tip all we middle-aged of 16 going on 50 into senility. Just too young you are, perhaps, to remember the Boswell sisters. But old Connie made some super records with Bing. And Kate Skakel says, I suppose you'll now be denying all knowledge of him next. Bing? Oh, Bing who?
Well, I'm a freelance roadie and I'm looking for a band, and I carry them around in my brand new van. I've got hands of tree trunks to carry all the gear, and I set it up, set it down. Whoa, Andy is my woman and she's nice and round, and she picks me up and she puts me down. I bring her lots of money when I'm working with the band, and I set her up, settle down. I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie for the band. Oh, my name is Dusty Miller and I work so hard, and I try not to show any disregard, but if they don't pay the band, I'm sometimes very hard, and I pick them up, drop them down. Well, I'm a freelance roadie and I'm working for a band, and I carry them around in my brand new van. I've got hands like tree trunks to carry all the gear, and I set it up, set it down. I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie for the band.
Da-di-da, plop there from Driftwood. And thanks to the lot of them, some super sounds in the early bright all this past week. A song called Roadie. as a group called Waterfalls Sheltering from the Wind, which is appropriate, really. Hurricane Herbert blowing again down here, this one. It's 27 minutes past 5 o'clock. Looming no larger than a man's hand is a summary of the news in just a trice. Mates in there, Bernard Herrmann and the orchestra, and a thing called Almost There.
Radio 2.
It's 5:30, the news headlines. In Nicaragua, 75 children died when the helicopter transporting them out of danger crashed. The government said the children were being moved away from an area of violence in northern Nicaragua along the border with Honduras. The jury in the Helen Smith inquest in Leeds returned an open verdict in spite of advice from the coroner that such a verdict wouldn't remove the suspicion of foul play. Mr. Ron Smith, Helen's father, has said he'll be pressing for an inquiry. In the Commons, MPs voted to continue the emergency powers enabling the police and courts in Northern Ireland to deal with terrorists. Earlier, the Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr. James Pryor, resisted calls for the renewal of the death sentence for acts of terrorism. In the United States, cyanide has been found in four anacin painkilling capsules handed over to officials by the husband of a woman who was taken ill 2 weeks ago. Doctors first thought she'd had a stroke, but her husband became suspicious about painkillers she'd taken because of the Tylenol case in the Chicago area. And back home, about 100 rail passengers escaped injury last night when their train ran into a tree which had fallen across the track. It happened near Fleet in Hampshire. And now look at the weather. Most parts will have showers, some of them prolonged and heavy, falling as snow over hills, especially in the north. There will also be some bright or sunny intervals in most places. That's the news for now. Our next news here on Radio 2 at 6 o'clock.
Friday on Radio 2.
What's the matter, Nicky? You've got no home to go to, or what?